Hello there. I started this podcast a few weeks ago, and I really didn't know who would be listening, if anybody would. And I've had a good response from a few of the things that I have taught on, but I had a really interesting thing happen just a couple days ago. As many of you know, I'm a high school principal, and I had a student that came in and said, "Mr. Clark, you've got to do another episode." And I chuckled and I asked, "You know, how in the world did you find my podcast?" And he said, "Well, on Spotify, me and another student were searching and found you." And I said, "Well, which one did you listen to?" And he said, "Grew up in a grocery store." So I knew that he'd listen. So I got to give a shout out to Cody and include you at the top of this program. But I am going to do a teaching about putting your dreams to the test. And I'm excited to do this, and maybe a little more nervous now if I know I've got any students listening, but this is a pleasure, and I hope you get something out of it. We know that each new year brings with it some excitement of what we want our life to be like. The goals, the plans, and yes, even our dreams come into closer focus as we think about the months ahead. And if you are like me, it's all too often we settle back into what we did last year. Well, this program is one of those dreams for me. You will have a chance to be a part of this dream, which is to lift others and to think into and help you achieve in 2019. This lesson is all about your dream, or hopefully your dreams. My name is Brett Clark, and I'm glad to be walking you through this today. I will always remember John Maxwell telling me that the two greatest days in your life are the day you were born and the day you find out why. Our dreams are the window to our why. Let me say that again. Our dreams are our window to our why. In his book, Putting Your Dreams to the Test, John Maxwell gives you this test in a series of questions. I will share only a few of them today. The first dream tester is the one that asks, is it your dream? Or I should say, is it your dream? During my years in athletic competitions, I have seen this question of dream ownership play out several times. As a young man, I played baseball with kids who played because their dad wanted them to play baseball. I played in games where those same dads yelled passionately from the stands while their child couldn't have showed less interest. It was clear to me even then that they were living their lives through their kids. What an unfortunate position for their kids. They were pursuing a dream that was not theirs. Many of you can relate to this story, but how many times as adults do we chase dreams that clearly are not our own? This happens when the student becomes a lawyer because their mother or father, or maybe even a grandparent, was a lawyer. But it also happens in more subtle ways as well. I just shared an example of a person chasing someone else's dream. But there isn't a need to illustrate the opposite, is there? You know just by watching someone if they are in fact chasing their dream. This is the small business owner that puts in 80 hours a week and will tell you that they're enjoying it. I remember walking by a storefront late at night with my dad, and he said, "That person's job is also their hobby." We noticed that the person was working late at night. What a great way to spend your life working in your hobby, something you truly enjoy. This is the colleague that everyone enjoys working with, even through tough times of adversity. Even through problems when someone is living into their purpose and their dream, it is fun to work with them. If you know the dream you're chasing, do you know for sure it is yours. This is the ownership question and one of the most important questions that there is. One more important dream testing question is, am I willing to pay the price for my dream? We run into people all the time that have a dream that is incongruent with their effort. This is the person that puts in mediocre preparation and expects exceptional results. It simply does not work that way. Everyone wants exceptional results, but many, when given the chance to improve, they say no to every development opportunity before them. Now, you'll have one of those opportunities here with me. I hope you say yes. In my time as a coach, this was quite common. I've seen athletes say no to lifting, no to running, no to training over and over and over again. Yet when it comes time to play the game, those same athletes are discouraged that others play more than them. Once again, mediocre preparation does not produce exceptional results. Are you willing to pay the price? If you want promotions, if you want more money, if you want freedom in your work, are you willing to do the heavy lifting of preparation in advance? The third dream testing question I will share with you today is, have I included the people I need to realize my dream? Interesting, isn't it? It always comes down to people. The other day, I needed to buy an instrument for my daughter as she starts her journey in band, and I thought long and hard, and I searched online, and after much deliberation, found her a saxophone. I guess this is more than just a few days ago. But it was only after that whole process that I remembered that I had a cousin-in-law that owned a music store. It was a ways away, but I neglected to use the resources that I had within reach. And I may have missed an opportunity that I didn't use. Our dreams often suffer the same fate because we do not bring the people necessary into our plan. One is too small of a number to gain significance. And I'm going to say that again. One is too small of a number to gain significance. We must bring the right people into our life to reach our dreams. I'm quite confident that if your dream is bigger than your current reality, then it will include something you do not already know how to do. You will need to bring people alongside you to accomplish your dream. I repeat, you will need to bring people alongside you to accomplish your dream. I'd be happy to help you test your dream. It is then and only then that you can begin to take quantum leaps toward realizing them. And I am launching a program this year that not only includes work on your dreams, but also lessons on improving communication, leadership, and professional growth. Development in these areas will certainly help you reach your dreams. I will guide you through a series of weekly calls that will help you do just that. I'm going to suggest by saying yes to the simple, low-cost, high-value program that you will be ready to realize those goals and dreams you envision for yourself. I want to thank you for listening today. I hope this leaves you willing to test your dreams and start making big plans. You got this. Is your dream yours? Are you willing to pay the price? And are you willing to bring people into your life? I can tell you that almost every decision I've ever made was based on logic. The reason why I started a job, the reason why I enter into relationships that I enter into. The reason why I take on a hobby, it's logic. It's the pros and the cons. But I can tell you every single time, the reason why I keep doing it is because of the people. And that's true in Lanesboro as a principal. That's true for me in the businesses that I run. That's true for me with Golden Retrievers. In every instance, there may be many different reasons why I started, but people are the reason why I keep doing this. So once again, I want to thank you for listening today, and I hope you say yes to the program, the weekly calls, and join in with me and get content like this and more to speak into your life every week. Thank you to the students that decided to listen and to see if you made it to the end, and I look forward to having you on again soon. Thank you very much.